Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio, and this is your host, Reverend Adam Lee. And today we will be taking callers, as usual, here on our show with one question per caller and one-part questions only, please. And we want to make an announcement before we start taking our callers here. Please don't forget to visit our website at howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. For all of your private reading needs, we have a lot of great specials going on over there periodically and currently for private readings. Great deals, people. You'll never find a good deal elsewhere like this unless it's a match. Okay? Can't beat these deals here. So now what you got to do is just go to the website howpsychic.com, make a payment for whichever allotted amount of time that you're looking for, and you will either be able to send an email to me or book it right then and there once you've completed your payment on your final payment page. And you will also be able to receive a call from me when you've booked or paid for an appointment, and we want to go ahead and do that or set it up. If I notice anybody's come through, I will call, and I'm very good about doing that. All right, so we're going to go ahead and take our callers now. As we bring each one of you on air, you're going to state your name, where you're calling from, and you're going to go right into your question. So our first caller today is area code 978. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Kathleen. I'm calling from Massachusetts. I've never called in before, so I'm not exactly sure what type of question, but my question would be about, I don't know if you want to give me a general, but there is a man that I have a question about. Okay. Should I ask that? Or?
All right. What we need to do here is you can ask a question on any topic in life. That's the format. Okay. You just have to be specific about that question, and it needs to be one-part questions only, please.
Okay. I met a gentleman by the name of Joe. He's a widower, and I want to know if you see that going anyplace.
Okay. Okay. Yep. There is a big green light on this one. I'm actually seeing it. Like we're literally at a driving a car and we're waiting at the light here and for you to get to that part of your life. And the green light is definitely there. So this is a bingo for you. I know communication's a bit of a problem, but that's to be expected with any widower. Okay. As well as anybody that's really gone through some trauma in life. But I will state that this is going to have a good outcome and good turnaround for you. One of the biggest lessons for you in this is your patience. And not so much that you didn't have patience, but so much more about perfecting your patience, okay? Don't overthink things and don't go into this too much on the level where, you know, every moment you're thinking about it. You just have to let it flow and let it come to you on its own as well, okay?
Okay, quick question. Do you see us eventually?
Well, sweetie, that was one part only. One part question only.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yes,
well,
okay.
Thank you very much.
But thank you for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you have a good one. And our next caller today is area code 410. First three digits are 562. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Anna calling from Maryland, and my question is I've been applying for other jobs, even out of the area, and I'm just wondering if you see that happening for me anytime soon.
Okay, Anna. Let's see here what's going on. All right, Anna, I'm also sensing that you've applied for a couple places within your current area as well.
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure, because you're like, okay, out of area. I'm like, okay, wait a minute, there is some in-area stuff going on over here. What we are seeing is that you are going to have at least two opportunities outside of area that's going to come up for you, okay? And those are going to be new positions, positive positions, places where the environment, the personalities, and everything seems to be on a positive level for you. It's not going to be the best pay. It's not going to be the worst pay. It's going to be pay that you're going to be happy about, okay? So you'll be okay with it. You'll be able to survive and actually live a little bit more comfortably than just trying to pay the bills, okay? I feel here that you're going to be blessed in this because a lot of people are having a hard time right now. And even those with MBAs, even those with top degrees, it's taking forever for them to even find a job in this economy right now. You are going to be blessed. You're going to find a job a little bit faster than most people. But you are also at a level right now where you're manifesting and you're learning how to manifest and you're really starting to apply what is truly known as a secret, and that's positive thought provokes positive reaction, okay, or positive thought actually brings about positive manifestation. These are your lessons. These are your messages for today. So I wish you the best, and let us know how it goes for you, okay? Oh, by the way, there is one opportunity. I'm getting a little tap on my shoulder. He's like, come on, you got away from the other one here. This is St. Michael over here. The other part to this message for you today was that there is going to be one opportunity, and this one's going to be a really good one, but it's going to be around the area you're in now, okay?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right.
All right. Not quite sure if I've brought you on air yet, but this is area code 978. First three digits are 373. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Yes, I was just on with you. I don't know why you got me again, but if you want to answer my question, can you tell me if me and that gentleman will be together, marriage-wise? I don't know how this happened, but I think I need an answer. Well, that's what Spirit's telling me.
If your message, okay, was that you had a green light and you were able to move forward and be successful. Hello?
Yes, I want to know if you see marriage.
Okay.
I don't know why this came back.
There, it's an obvious indication that yes to everything with that relationship, except for the bad stuff. That means it will be successful. Success means marriage, and it means everything that you're probably trying to go after because you wouldn't be happy unless you had what you wanted, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
All right.
All right. Thank you. I don't know.
It's an indication.
Okay, honey. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. We're going to go ahead and move right along now. I wish all the callers the best here. But I want you to understand sometimes you got to read into the messages that are there. All right. Our next caller today, 562-696. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go ahead and your question.
This is Cheryl. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, Cheryl. How are you, and where are you located, and what's your question?
I live in Whittier.
Okay.
And you know me. Anyway, I made some emails today. I'm looking to hire somebody. Haven't had much success. I took a break, catched my breath. Now I'm starting up again. Is this going to be any more successful than before?
Okay. Well, I do remember your case very dearly here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You've always been pretty good and accurate, I must say.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, Cheryl. There will be a better success level with this one. Unfortunately, we're still facing one or two delays that might be intact with this. However, it will not take nearly as long as the last one did to get nowhere, if you know what I mean.
Yes,
and
I know.
It looks like there's more positive, better energy hands on this. So I don't know who you're working with now, but the people you're working with now seem to be pretty different.
I never found anybody. I had to go home. I went out of state for the summer. You know, my mother's old. She's elderly. And I kind of took a break. I tried making calls the summer, and it just wasn't working out. I was too far away. I couldn't meet with anybody. It was I'd send stuff over the email. It was like transferring
you
and
were getting
and
fast.
Right. But anyway, I sent an email. There's this Mark guy.
Well, we're not doing more than one question on the show, hon. So I'm going to tell you what I'm doing, because we've kind of gotten your base question, which is, will this succeed this time around? And I'm feeling that there's better hands on it. So if there wasn't any hands on it before, certainly having hands on it this time will be better, right? What we're seeing here is we're seeing a lot more positivity. And I'm feeling like you've put a lot more energy into it this time. So that's going to be a very good bonus on your manifestation level. Okay?
Okay. Alrighty.
Feel like connections from the past right now need to be left in the past. And all new connections have to be made. So this is positive. Any new connections you're trying to reach out for will actually be good, and whatever comes through will be really what's meant to come through. Okay? If anything doesn't pull through, that means it wasn't meant to be there, and that connection needs to be let go of. Okay? But I do feel that what you're trying to reach out for right now, you will achieve. So this is positive. That's the ultimate message. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. If you're calling in to today's show, please don't forget to raise your hand to ask your question by pushing the number 1 on your touch tone phone. All right, it looks like we have another caller here. Not sure if I brought you on air yet. This is caller by area code 951205. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go ahead in your question.
Hey, it's Nathaniel. How you doing?
Hey, Nathaniel. I'm doing wonderful. How you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. Can hear you on the radio.
Thank you. Yeah, I haven't been on for some time, so I'm starting to get back into it these last few episodes.
Well, I was hoping you could answer a financial question. If finances are going to be coming in for the new year, that we're a lot better than last year.
Okay. Let's see here. Yeah, this coming year is going to be a lot better because I'm seeing very green forests, lots of vegetation. And right now that vision to me symbolizes abundance, okay? So I do feel that there is betterment to come. It's not really going to hit until mid-December to the beginning of next year. However, some improvement will happen and come in before that, between now and the end of November. This should be happening just to kind of tide you over. It's not going to be from the larger part of what you're doing. It's going to be from the smaller part. Then I'm also feeling like the larger part of what's going to come in here in that December to New Year time period, I'm feeling like that is something major. I'm feeling like that's something really awesome, and it kind of incorporates new ideals and new light, okay?
Thanks, Will. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. I'm not sure if we've had you on yet, but this is a caller with area code 856. First three digits are 429. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, how are you? It's Rosemaria again, but my relationship is shifting for the better. I was just wondering about job-wise at this point in my life. My energy is shifting.
And where were you located, please?
In Jersey, but I'm trying to shift over to somewhere else, different location.
Okay, and you were, repeat your question, please, because you went right into your question and you skipped that first part, and I'm getting a little confused over here.
Job-wise.
Okay, job-wise. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. What do you want to know about the job-wise?
When is it coming in, and when is it going to be shit just for me to start and go right into it?
Okay. All right. Getting a 3-week time period on this one, possibly within 2 weeks. But that doesn't mean it couldn't come in sooner. Normally my predictions for timelines happen either on the time stated or within the time stated. Okay. Sometimes they could take longer, but that's a whole other story. What I'm feeling here is that, you know, maybe 2 weeks, 3-week time period, something positive is going to come in. It looks like it's not going to be the kind of work you really like to do. Sorry, but it will be work, and it will be good money, okay? So kind of what I'm getting is you need to go outside of your comfort zone on this one a little bit. And while you may get something that could be positive and something that you might not feel too bad about doing, I really suggest you kind of go outside of that comfort zone as well and look around some more. And don't just depend on something that you know is coming on and coming in and then just sit there and not do anything at all. You got to continue to go do something. Even if you know you have a guaranteed job starting December 21st, you know, until then you still look. You still find other opportunities. That's what keeps us, you know, with plan A's, plan B's, plan C's, keeps us in a good position, okay?
All right, cool.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
If you're calling into today's show and you want to be taken live and on air, please raise your hand by pushing the number 1 on your touch tone phone. This will alert me that you have a question to be answered, and you want that answered live and on air. For those of you tuning in and listening to today's show, please don't forget to visit our website at howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. We have a lot of great specials for private readings going on our website at all times. I believe currently we are featuring a $12 special for the half an hour reading. And, yes, you're able to ask as many questions and have as many answers as you'd like within that allotted amount of time that you pay for on our website. So please check it out. That's howpsychic.com, howpsychic.com. All right. I believe we have a caller here. You may not be able to raise your hand, so I'm going to try and bring you on air and see if you have a question. This is caller with area code 720. First three digits are 628. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Hello, caller by area code 720. First three digits are 628. You are live and on air. Okay, may not want to speak with us here, may just want to listen, and that's all right. So we're going to let you go ahead and listen there. All right, and let's see here. Yes, I believe we've taken all of our callers for today. We're going to give you just a little bit longer to go ahead and call in. The call-in number is, let's see here, yep. 619-789-6807. Please check it out. That's 619-789-6807. You can use that number if you want to call in and have your question answered live and on air, or just listen in. If you're calling in to have your question answered for you, please raise your hand by pushing number 1 on your touch tone phone now, or once you've called in. In the meantime, we're going to be listening to High Fools. All right, well, for everyone that's tuned in and listened to today's show, we want to thank you for doing so. Once more, please don't forget to visit the website. That is howpsychic.com. Once more, the website is howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. Please visit our website, check out our specials, take advantage of the great specials that are there. Kind of unbeatable, people. And we will go from there. Anyways, we want to wish everyone namaste, love, light, and good night.